Join in on the Funversation as Dr. Pam Peek and Michelle King-Robson cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's her radio.
Oh boy, Michelle, here I sit munching on my Oreo. How about you?
The big surprise that you're munching on the Oreo. Weren't you on Nightline last night talking about Oreo cookies?
You better believe it. It's called food addiction. Can you believe it that the science found that an Oreo cookie, which is kind of a sugary, fatty thing, is just as addictive, if not more addictive, than cocaine or morphine in rats, and that the little rats were ripping the cookies apart to get to the filling? Smart little guys.
Just like me. That's what I do.
Now, wait a minute. What do you mean you do that?
Well, I used to do that. I mean, I was an Oreo cookie lover, and what would I do? I'd crack that cookie apart, get to the center. That's what I wanted. I wanted that sugar high, and I could eat a whole bag of those cookies. I mean, it's just awful.
Well, you know, I didn't get through college without, you know, going through. I think I paid someone's mortgage in Oreos dipped in milk. Raise your hand. Yeah. Tastes really good. Well, listen, when do women like to eat things like that, especially binging on them? I'll bet it's relationships. I think that's what it is.
Oh, yes. Yes, and stress. Stress and relationships. And they all kind of go together, don't they?
Isn't that kind of redundant, stress and relationships? Look, guys are a pain. Oh, I'm so sorry. Did that come out of my mouth?
I can't believe it.
Listen, partners per se are a pain. Partners are a pain. And if you really look at what goes on, women just give it all, and then we emotionally eat when it doesn't go right. There's got to be a way out of this somehow. I mean, come on. Why do we always do this to ourselves, Michelle?
Well, we either emotionally eat or we stop eating. Some women, you know, they lose all this weight. You see them go through a divorce or they go through a breakup and they either gain it or they completely lose it.
And I know why. I'm raising my hand.
Why?
Here it comes. And that's because there are a whole bunch of different levels of stress. There's a level of stress that's like just absolutely the Mac Daddy. It's the worst one. And guess what happens in your brain? It shuts off appetite. It just shuts it off. You know, your best friends run over by a Mack truck. The last thing on your mind is, hey, I want to go score a Snickers. Really? I don't think so. I think you feel sick to your stomach. The last thing you want to do is eat, you know. Right. And then you find hours have gone by, maybe even a day or two, and you've eaten almost nothing. That is extreme stress. But for most stuff during the day, it's like your husband looked at you the wrong way, the boyfriend doesn't call, and guess what you're doing? You're finding a box of something and you're burying your head in it. You know?
We got to stop that. We just have to stop it. We shouldn't count on that. I mean, and we should be having these successful relationships, right? Isn't that kind of the...
But it shoulda, coulda, woulda. You know, most women are out there going, are you kidding me? Seriously? It's tough. And we are so tough on ourselves. Ooh, here's a little science bite. There's a place in a woman's brain deep inside the executive center, you know, that prefrontal cortex behind your forehead.
Right.
And guess what? We have a bigger element in that part of the brain than men do. It's called the anterior cingulate gyrus. Do you love that one? Well, here's what it does. It's the inner critic. Go figure. That part of the brain has to be bigger in our heads. So if we look at ourselves in the mirror, no matter how good we look, we think, trash, too fat, you know, too fill in the blank. I mean, have you ever been there, Michelle?
I can't believe you're saying that, number one. I mean, I can't believe that we have that in our brains, of course. And every day I say it. I mean, every night I say it. We all do. Women, we're so hard on ourselves. And we have to, you know, with this whole relationship thing, and I'm not a great one to talk about relationships because now I've been through two divorces, so I have two divorces under my belt.
Oh, I think that makes you a PhD.
Well, on something, I'm not sure what. But I think it's important. One of the things that I've learned is that I have to have a relationship with me first and foremost. And that's not something I've ever done. And at 54 years old, yes, 54, I'm announcing it, I'm finally having that relationship with myself. And it's made me a much happier, more whole person.
Okay, so two takeaways. One, it's never too late, ladies. And number two, what you're talking about, Michelle, is that old rule that says that you don't find a partner in life to complete you. That's crap. Instead, you have to be whole to start with. You
right.
have to be whole. It's two wholes coming together. And here's another shocker. It's not so much that we have really super similarities. It's can you live with the dissimilarities? And
right.
that's what's important.
Right. And you know, there are some things that I've learned along the way, especially during my second divorce, that I just think are so critical. And one of those for me was that I and my girlfriend, Dr. Gail Gross, who's, you know, very well, is such a great relationship expert. And she said, never leave the field of battle. And you know what she meant by
that
was, yeah, that's she what she means by that is you can't ever leave your home. You have to stay put and you have to work through your, you know, through your issues, and you have to be able to communicate. But if you leave the field of battle, then it's making a very strong statement that I'm out of here. And that's not a good thing. And that's exactly what I did in my second marriage. I left the field of battle, and she said, don't do it. And I did it anyway. And I ended up divorced. And that's, you know, that's one of those things where you just can't, you have to stay in it. You're in it for a reason. You've got to work through these issues always. I mean, it's part of who we are. And then never going to bed angry at your partner. That was the other thing that she said over and over to me. Does that ever happen,
right.
Pam?
Yeah. You don't do it. No, you don't. You don't go to bed angry at your partner. You just shoot him first. Then you go to bed.
But then you go to jail.
Well, you know, women can clean up very well, can't they? They'll never know.
they'll never know. But, you know, it really is. It's a relationships are tough.
Yeah,
they're
but
all
you know,
tough.
You know, I think at the end of the day, you have to be, like you said, and Dr. Gale said, you got to be cool with yourself. And I find that really hard for a lot of women. A lot of women are just saying, whoa, you know, I don't know who I am. I need someone to complete me. I'm always thinking about everyone else. I don't feel comfortable with myself. And so I'm just going to go out there and put it out. And then they get desperate. And then it's the first warm body that rolls through the front door.
Yeah,
don't
you got it.
Go there. This is your life. And you know something? You put out better vibes when you feel really confident and walk in a room and feel good about yourself. And then whatever's going to happen is going to happen. But you got to love yourself first. Self-compassion, self-love, you know? Doesn't that sound right?
You're absolutely spot on. Because I know even now that I've had this awakening at 54, the men that I'm attracting are really wonderful men. And before I would have, you know, I always would say to my girlfriends, don't let them pick you, you pick them. And now I get to pick them. And that's a very different dynamic than them picking you.
It's shopping, shopping, where are they? And you get to do the shopping. You get to try them on. Ooh, did I say that? You get to really have a chance to make a choice yourself for you, not out of desperation. Wow, we see that way, 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 way too much. Don't want it. Don't want it. So, I don't know. And I think that you and I are going to have a whole lot to share about this in the, you know, as we continue to talk about relationships.
And you're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King Robeson with Dr. Pam Peake. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter @RadioMD. Stay well.